Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Nun Dalet 454, the Isser of Baal Tosif. Today is one of those mitzvahs that we can spend many, many hours on, but we'll have to squeeze in what we can. Today is Baal Tosif. The next mitzvah is Baal Tigra, two major mitzvahs in the world of Minyan HaMitzvos. Says the Torah in Perek Yud Gimel, in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yud Gimel, is called Davar Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem Ototish Rulasos. Everything that I command you to do, you shall follow, you shall guard. Lo Tosef Alav V'lo Sigra Mimenu. Do not add on to it, and do not take away from it. This is the Isser of Baal Tosif, of adding on to the Torah, Isser of Baal Tigra. Rashi says right here, what's an example of Baal Tosif? Chamisha Totafos Betfilin. If I put five Parshias in the Tefillin, five parshios. I put the four parshios that talk about tefillin, and I make up another one. I put up, I want to put Aseres HaDibros in the tefillin. Right? That is an Isser D'oraisa Baal Tosif. Chamisha Minim B'lulav. I take a fifth min for lulav. Arba brachos b'berachas kohanim. Or, instead of just giving the three brachos of berachas kohanim, the three psukim, I add on another one. Right? I make up my own mitzvah. That's the Isser of Baal Tosif. If you look back, this is really the second time in the Torah where Baal Tosif is mentioned. The first time is mentioned in the previous two parshas ago, in Parshas Vayeschanan. It's a good question why the Chinuch quotes the mitzvah here in the later pasuk in Re'eh, and on Vayeschanan. The Torah tells us in the beginning of Perek Dalid in Dvarim, V'yatal Yisrael, Shema el achukim el mishpatim, asher anochi melamed eschem lasos. Listen to the laws that I command you to do. L'man tichyu, so that you live. The uvasem, the rishtem es haaretz, asher Hashem alokei avoseichem nosein lachem, so that you can be zochet to Eretz Yisrael. Lo tosifo al hadavar, asher anochi mitzaveh eschem. Don't add on to the thing that I command you. V'lo sigru umimenu. L'shmaris mitzvot Hashem alokeichem, so that you guard the mitzvahs. Rashi there also. Interesting what Rashi says. Chagon, chamesh parshios betfilin. Okay, so far so good. Chamesh mina belulav. Okay. V'chamesh tzitzios. For some reason, Rashi in the first time says it's the third example of five tzitzios, five strings, while in the second place he leaves out tzitzis and puts in birchas kohanim. Why does Rashi do different things? It's told in the Mefarshim on Rashi why there's a difference between the two. Either way, this is the Isser of Baal Tosif, the Isser of adding on to the Torah. There are two types of Baal Tosif, and we'll get into the chinuch in a minute, but there are two types of examples that are given by Chazal. Number one of the examples that Rashi gives, additions in the Heftza of the mitzvah. I do tefillin, more parshas in tefillin, more tzitzis, more brachos in birchas kohanim. It's still a chefza of a mitzvah. It's an item. It might be a physical item or a mitzvah item, but they're all items. There's another type of Baal Tosif, and that is doing a mitzvah more than I'm supposed to. If I sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, l'shem mitzvah, so that is an Isser Baal Tosif. If I shake a lulav on the day after Sukkot, if I blow shofar the day after Rosh Hashanah, l'shem mitzvah shofar of Rosh Hashanah, it's not Rosh Hashanah. So that itself is an Isser D'oraisa of Baal Tosif. So Baal Tosif is not only in the object, not only physical object, but not only in the chefza of mitzvos, but also in the action of doing mitzvos as well. There could be examples. We'll have to talk about in terms of doing a mitzvah more than once on the day that it's supposed to be done. Why isn't that Baal Tosif? That's Tosif's question in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, as we'll see in terms of Tkiyas Shofar. Okay, so let's get into this. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shelo lahosel al mitzvah zatara. Today's Isser. Shenim nanu shelo nosif betara shebechsav velo betara shebalpeh. We are withheld. We are not allowed to add on to Torah Shebechzav or Torah Shebalpeh. What does it matter if it's written in the Torah? V'yalzanem alo tosev alav. V'keset yi atosefes. Kasav Rambam. The Rambam gives an example. What would be an Isser of Baal Tosif? Kigon. Hamoresh absar of b'chalav asam in the Torah. If the rabbis came along and said, eating chicken and milk is an Isser d'oraisa, that would be the Isser of Baal Tosif. V'zeh mosif al dvar kabbalah. That would be added on to the accepted tradition. Shekach kibalnu befeirish lo savasho gedi shebsar behema v'chayin asru lavasho v'chalav. Only beef is also to cook in milk. Avo lo besar of, but not chicken meat, not fowl. V'chayinim horash shebsar chaya mutter. Also, if you say basar chaya is not the rice, that will be Baal Tigra. Either way, this is the example. The chinuch here is quoting part of a Rambam, which you can't learn Baal Tosif without learning this Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Ilchas Mamrim, very important. Said the Rambam, the question basically is, how could there be Yisurei D'Rabbanan? That's a shaila. Why isn't that a violation of Baal Tosif? Ho will the Yeshla Bezin Ligzar. The Lesser Dover Hamutter. The Yamot Isu Roladoros. Bezdin could create an eternal din. Bezdin could create a din for all generations. Right? Bezdin created a din that you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. They say you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. Whatever it is, they made a gzera. It still applies, even though it was thousands of years ago. V'chein yesh la'en la'hatir yisurei Torah l'fi sha'a. So ma hu zeh shehishira ha'Torah lo sosif alav lo sigra mimenu. So what does it mean, bal tosif? Shelo la'hosif al divrei Torah v'lo l'gro mehen v'l'kvo ha'davar la'olam shu'umen ha'Torah bein Torah shebechlev ha'Torah shebapeh. So how is it? So the Rambam explains, and the example that the Chinuch says is he gets this from the Rambam. Im yavo bezdin, if bezdin would come along and say pesar chaya b'chalav is mutter, that's baltigra. If they say pesar of is aser daraisa, that's baltosif. Aval, here's the key line. Im amar pesar ha'of mutter min haTorah. If they say chicken and milk is mutter midaraisa, the onu ne'esar oso, but we, the rabbis, are saying it's forbidden. V'nodia la'am shehu gzera, and we let people know that this is a gzera. Shelo yavo min hadavar churva, so that tragedy does not happen. The yomru b'sar ha'of mutter. Maybe they shouldn't parish b'Torah. If you say, tragedy, if they say that, oh, b'sar of is asa daraisa, they'll look in the Torah, they'll look in the Torah Shabbat, and they won't find it. They'll say, oh, the rabbis made this up. It must be that the other halach is also made up. And they'll come to Matir, Bisar Of Bechalov. V'yavo acher lomar apesar behema mutter, chutz min ha'ez. V'yavo acher lomar apesar ha'ez mutter, bechalov apara, v'chulu v'chulu. Lefichach, that's why, as long as the rabbis say, what is Daraisa, what is the Rabbanan, that is not aser mishum bal tosef. Ein zeh mosef ela oseh siag la Torah. The Rabban doesn't quote it, but the Avos Rebbe Nasan, in the beginning of Avos Rebbe Nasan, says, who violated bal tosef? Who was the first in history to violate bal tosef? Chava. Chava violated bal tosef. Why? What happened? Hashem told her not to eat from the tree. And what did Chava say? She wanted to make a siag. She wanted to make this a beautiful, beautiful idea. She wanted to make a Gzeirah Rabbanan. It's poison, so I'm not even going to touch the tree. So if she would have told the snake, Hashem told me not to eat from the tree, and I'm not even going to touch the tree, history would have been different. We would never have been thrown out of Gan Eden. But because she said, Hashem told me not to touch the tree, that's an Isra, that's exactly what the Rambam says. She violated, she put an Isra Rabbanan, and she made it an Isra Daraisa, and what happened? Tragedy struck. Because what the Nachash do? You see nothing happens when you touch the tree, nothing's going to happen when you eat from the trees. That's the source, one of the first Aveiras. It could be the first Aveira that was done in all of history. Right, even before the eating from the Eitz Hadas. First, she violated Bal Tosef. The first Aveira in history was Bal Tosef. That's what Avos Rebbe Nasan says at the beginning of, I think, Parak Beis of Avos Rebbe Nasan. Good. So this is what this is the Rambam that says that Isi Durabanan do not violate Bal Tosef because the rabbis are very exact and they say, this is not Daraisa, this is only Durabanan. The Ksava Kabbalah, Rav Mecklenburg, here in his commentary says, this Rambam also explains Lashitaso how he would defend himself from the attacks of the Ramban. Famous discussion of the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says, also in Hilchas Mamrim, in the first parak, we were just reading the second parak. In the first parak, the Rambam discusses that every time one violates an Issa D'Rabbanan, one also violates an Issa D'Araisa. Because the Torah says you have to listen to the rabbis, and you're not allowed to turn away from their words. That's later on, Be'ez Hashem, in the end of Sefer Dvarim. Lo Sasur. So ask the Ramban, the Bam Kasha, if every D'Rabbanan is really D'Araisa, how do you ever have any laws relating to Drabanans? Savei Drabanan Lakula, and Halacha Kedivri Amekum, Kedivri Sofrim. There are many different halachas of Drabanans. So says the, and that's the question the Ramban says. That's why I don't understand how the Rambam says every Drabanan is a Daraisa. So many deal with this question. The Meshech Chachma deals with the question, and the Kiryat Sefer already in the Mabit deals with the question. But says the Ksava Kabbalah right on our Pasuk, Ulidvarenu Ein Makom Lasagaso. No, the Rambam explains himself that even though when I'm a Kayim or I violate a Drabanan, it also is a Daraisa. The Rabbanan didn't create their laws to be exactly like Daraisas. Mikol Makom Lo Hayu Rasha'in. They wouldn't have been allowed to do this. So it's impossible. That's what the Rambam really means. Lo hayirashon lahashvos divrayim b'la'asosam kishal Torah mamish gam le'inyan onshim u'lesfekan v'chadoma ki imlo hivdilu klal ledina bein daraisa mamish lemili drabanan imkin haya over and alav de lo tosifu ala davar ki maya hanilonim yomru aderech mashal psarof b'chalav enu asa lemili drabanan. If there's no nafkamina ledina, it must be that there's nafkamina ledina. So even though, yes, when you do a drabanan, you do a daraisa also, it must be there are built-in limitations. And the dinim of the Rabbanan said they apply even though this is a Rabbanan that turned into a Daraisa. It's a Rabbanan that turns into a Daraisa that still has even Rabbanan that are connected to it in terms of Safek, in terms of others. Because they wouldn't have the right to do anything otherwise. They wouldn't be able to make it into a Daraisa because that's the violation of Lo Sasser. Okay, good. The next question that we have to deal with before we get to the next paragraph is, as we mentioned before, why are there two psukim related to Baal Tosef? What do you need two psukim for? It says it the first time in Vaschanan. What do you need two psukim for? So one idea that's mentioned by the Chizkuni, by the one of the one of the Talmidim of Rashi, the Chizkuni says Vaschanan. That's one din. That's the Ikar. There's one pasuk that tell me Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra on all the Torah. If you look closely, says the Chizkuni. Let me just find the line. Why does he say Echosifu? Sorry, he says, "Harei lashon ze eino rak b'shnei makomos b'Torah ve'eino ela gabe Elohus v'yira." Klomar ein lecha lahosif liyira al yiras hakadosh baruch hu yira acheres v'lo legroa miyiraso kan b'vajas v'aschanan k'siv l'sifu al adavar v'k'siv la'alter einecha maros asher asal b'val pa'or. Pastor, we'll get back to that. And in re'ei lo tosif al tigra, and it says over there, molech says the Chizkuni, a very, very limited approach. Both contexts of Baal Tosef are connected to Avodah Zarah. All they mean is, just like Avodah Zarah, the prohibitions against Avodah Zarah are repeated many times in the Torah, so too, all Baal Tosef means is don't add on to God. Don't take away from God. So if that's true, he takes out the teeth of all of the halachas of Baal Tosef. So he says, if you pshut or shel mikra, you don't have the problem. Okay, but Pashtus is that it is a general Isra of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. So what do you have too? So the Gra, many Sfarim quote this Gra, and it's in Haderes Eliyahu, says there's a difference. One is talking about the Yachid, and one is talking about the Tzibur and Bezdin. One Pasuk is referring to every Yachid, you shouldn't sit in a Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, in Eretz Yisrael L'Shei Mitzvah, and you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. And the other one is talking about to the rabbis, as we were just talking about, that the rabbis do not have the authority and the right to add on to Mitzvah Satorah. So that's the Gra, two different psukim, one's Lashon Rabim and one's Lashon Yachid. Right, unclear exactly. The Gra seems to say the Lashon Yachid, one is talking to the Yachid, and the Rabim talking to the Rabim. Rav Asher Weiss talks about in his Sefer in Minchas Asher here, it might make sense to say just the opposite, and it fits in better with the Rambam, because we find throughout Chazal, a Lashon Rabim means speaking to Bezdin, not called Yachid v'Yachid. Right, Svartem Lachem, I'm sorry, Lashon Rabim is speaking to each and every Yachid. Usfartem Lachem, Ulakachtem Lachem. Right, that's Sfirsa Omer, and Lulav is on every Jew. V'safarta Lacha, counting Yovel, that's singular, that means upon Bezdin. So either way, that's the answer to why it appears two times. There is another important machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban about what are examples of Baal Tosef. We read Rashi. Rashi says the only examples Rashi gives, and these are the examples in Chazal, you take a mitzvah and you do it bitosefes. You have a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of tefillin and tzitzis and sukkah and lulav and berachas kohanim, and you do it in an expanded way. That's the Isra Baal Tosef. The Ramban in Vaeschanan says, 1 minute, I have another Isra Baal Tosef. What if you make up your own mitzvah? What if I say that on Yud Gimel Sivan, there's a mitzvah daraisa to stand on your head and walk around. There's a mitzvah daraisa to do that every Yud Gimel Sivan, every year. Zecher to whatever. I make up a mitzvah. Says the Ramban, that's also Baal Tosef. Rashi doesn't say that. But the Ramban, there in Perek Dalid, says that is also an example of Baal Tosef. Find you the Lashon, Bada mitzvahs milibo. That's the language of the Lo be'elo bilvad amru, ela af. He says, let me just find the Lashon. He quotes Rashi, and then he quotes, these are all just examples. V'chein, lufi daiti, afilu bada la'asos ha-mitzvah bifnei atzma, kigon sha'asa chag, bechodesh, shabada milibo, ki yiravim ben avat. You make up your own holiday. Over belav, Right, and that's why Chazal, by Mikra Megillah, and by Neiris Chanukah, we had to find a matir for them to do this, or else it would have been Bal Tosif. Those aren't examples connected to any mitzvah in the Torah. Pashtus, Mikra Megillah is new, so that's why Chazal had to find sources in the text itself for the allowance to make those mitzvahs. That's the Ramban, in terms of creating your own mitzvah, is also included in the Isser of Bal Tosif. The other issue to talk about, again, there are many issues. The Minchas Chinuch talks about this in Oz Gimel. The question of Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin. Tosfos asks, how are we allowed to blow shofar 100 times on Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, we have Tkiyas Dima Umad and Tkiyas Dima Yushav. All these different shofar, which we know are beyond the minimum. We know the minimum is 30. We're not sure what sound it is. So even if we only blow 30, we have still covered our bases in terms of what the sound that the Torah wants. But how can we blow more than that? Meyushav, Me'umad, 100, Aim Sisra. So Tosfos there in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin Beis, says, and all of these three shittos that I'm about to quote, are two, at least the first two are quoted in the Minchas Chinuch on Oz Gimel, Tosfos says, there's never Bal Tosif by doing a mitzvah twice. There's never Bal Tosif if I shake a lulav all day. If I wear tefillin all day, that's not such a good example because there might be a mitzvah to wear tefillin all day. If I shake a lulav all day, if I blow shofar all day, if a kohen gives birchas kohanim, those three brachas all day, there's never Bal Tosif by doing a mitzvah twice. That's the Yesod Gadol of Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tes Zayin. If you look in the Rashba, and the Minchas Chinuch also quotes this Rashba, the Rashba has a different answer. The Rashba says there in Rosh Hashanah, there's never Bal Tosif if the rabbis instituted that you do this. Umistavra de lo kasha klal, de lo amru hasam de ikamishim Bal Tosif, ela bamashu mosif midas atzmo, ava bamasha amnu chachamim, vitignu litzarich, ein kan Bal Tosif. Tekfar amra torah piyatara sho yarucha. Alma kol litzarich goes rinam osifin of rashul biyadan. There's never Bal Tosif if the rabbis told you to do it. So there are nafkaminas. The Menchas Chinuch discusses what happens according to the Rashba. According to the Rashba, let's say you do a mitzvah more than once and the rabbis never told you to do it. What about lulav? If you shake a lulav all day, there's no din to shake a lulav all day. There was a minhag Yerushalayim, the Gemara quotes in Sukkah Mem Aleph, but there's no chiv to do it. So would that be Bal Tosif according to the Rashba? Or according to Tosfos, he doesn't have. Tosfos would say, really, they are. It's not automatic. The Rabbanan don't have any. They're not bound by Bal Tosif. They are, like the Rambam says. The Rambam has to explain why they don't violate Bal Tosif, because they're not calling it Daraisa. But either way, those are two very important shittos in terms of why blowing shofar, shaking galulav, doing all those mitzvahs more than once is not Bal Tosif. Either Tosfos Yisod or the Rashba Yisod. There is a third idea that's mentioned by the Netziv. We mentioned this in other contexts. And that is, the Netziv, based on problems with Rishonim, says, whenever the Torah says that there is a mitzvah that could be done in a minimal way, if I expand the mitzvah by doing it in an expanded fashion, not adding on new elements, like a new parsha or a new tzitzis, but I just do it in an expanded way, exactly what I'm supposed to do, that's not Bal Tosif. So, for example, if I eat 20 kezesim of matzah at the Seder, there's languages from the Rambam and others, that's all part of the Kiyum Mitzvah of Matzah. It's not that, oh, there's a mitzvah of kezayis, and the rest is extra, it's nothing. No, it's all part of the mitzvah of matzah. It's all part of shofar. I could do shofar in a minimal way, but if I choose to expand it, that all has the status. Why does the Netziv say this? Because there's a problem with the Ramban. The Ramban says, there are four shittos in Rishonim. The Ramban holds that the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema is Daraisa, and the rest of Kriyat Shema is Darabanan. Only the first pasuk is Daraisa. Right, Rashi says the first parsha, and the Rambam says all three, and Bali tells us to say the first two. The question is that the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yudalid, discusses Hefsekim being mafsik during Kriyat Shema. The question that's asked, like, according to Ramban, there's no Havamin to be mafsik during Kriyat Shema. It's only the first pasuk, and everybody agrees you can be mafsik in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. The Netziv says no, even according to the Ramban. Yes, the minimal Kriyat Shema is the first pasuk, but if I choose to say the rest of Kriyat Shema, then that all has the status of Kriyat Shema Daraisa. I could choose to do that, and that all has that status. And that's how the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yudalid, beginning of the second parak, can talk about the idea of being mafsik during Kriyat Shema. Okay, there's a lot more here. Let's see one or two more points that we could get to. Rov Mefarshim, next paragraph, says the Chinuch. Rov Mefarshim, he's quoting the Ravid. The Ravid on that Rambam that I read before holds that Bal Tosif is only by mitzvahs aseh. not by los ases. So that's not so clear. In the other shitas, right, the Rambam we just read, by Yisurei Durabanan. By Yisurei Durabanan, there are potentials for Baltosa. But either way, that's the shita of the Ravid and some other Rishonim. Skip now to the next paragraph. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. What are some of the messages of the mitzvah? Again, this is many hours we could spend. Let's try to get quickly three ideas. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Ki ha'adona mitzaveh utanu ala Torah barachu betachlus ha'shlemus. The chinuch's idea is the Torah is perfect. God's Torah is perfect. The Torah reflects the world. The Torah was created before the world. The world came from the Torah. The Torah is perfect. And therefore, if we add on or take away, then we are reflecting with our actions that God's world and Torah is imperfect. And that's the message. No, the Torah is perfect, and one has to realize that adding on or taking away would be a problem and a reflection of chisaron in the Bria. Number one. Number two, a second idea that Yitziv here says, Baltosav and Baltigra, every mitzvah, and Yitziv talks about this many places in his commentary al Torah. He says it in Kisisa, he says it elsewhere. We cannot look for our own avenues to get close to God. God gave us 613 ways, or at least 248 ways. We can't create our own avenues, because that's Avodah Zarah. That was the Eish Zarah of Nadav and Avihu. They wanted to get close to Hashem. That was the Egal. They wanted to get close to Hashem. But if it's not Kasher Siv Hashem is Moshe, says the Netziv, so then it's Avodah Zarah. And that's what he says here too. That's Baltosav. You can't create your own avenues to get close to God. That is number two. Number three, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, in a piece that should be studied even more, but we'll just mention it now. He asked the question of, why is Baltosav connected to Baal Peor? In the Pasuk. The next Pasuk is Baal Peor, the most disgusting Avoda of any Avodah Zarah. They go to the bathroom. Like, what? Don't be Baltosav, Baal Peor. Explains Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, they're two opposites. To worship, to be an Oved Hashem, or any other Avodah Zarah either, Lahavdil, means there are rules and limitations and regulations. That's what to be an Eved is, to be a servant. There are limitations. Lahavdil, any Avodah Zarah, there are rules. How you worship it, what you're supposed to do. Every Avodah Zarah has rules. And Lahavdil, servant Kodesh Baruch Hu has rules. Baal Peor, its Avodah was to have no rules. Its Avodah was the most disgusting you could be to this Avodah Zarah. That's the best. No holds barred. Do whatever you want. Be disgust. That's Baal Peor. So the opposite, that's Baal Tosav and Baal Tigra. No, this is perfect. These are the rules. You got to play by the rules. You got to follow God's word. So it's the opposite of Baal Peor, which is the do whatever you want. And just finishing this up, this sister applies always to men and women. If somebody violates, again, and adds on in either way, according to Rashi, adding on within the mitzvah, according to Ramban, maybe making up your own mitzvah, so then one violates this isser. The chinuch here says, Yochayev Malkus, maybe we'll talk more about that next time, but these are three important messages that the chinuch gives us, that the nesiv gives us, and that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz gives us. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but next time, we will pick up with Baal Tigra.